but sunny and mild with a high of 66. It gets breezy again for Friday, pretty consistently all day, with a high of 70 degrees.
All right, you're being pretty windy again there, Chuck.
I know.
My goodness.
Not a fan of that.
We peaked at 43 here yesterday, overnight low down to 28. Right now, plenty of sunshine and 29 degrees at KVOE Live.
And local.
And our headlines this morning, a service of Dr. Amanda Ruxton and Dr. Kimberly Schmid with Flint Hills Family Medicine, caring for the health of your whole family at every stage of life. Call Dr. Ruxton or Dr. Schmid at 620-343-2500. It is 8:49 on a Wednesday morning, and we're very pleased. In fact, we're excited to be joined by Mr. Greg Jordan, Executive Director of Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning.
Hey, Greg.
Good morning. I'm excited to be here.
Well, glad to have you on board. What has you excited to be with us here today?
Well, you know, this is I look forward to this every other week. This is one of my highlights.
Well, and it's the most wonderful time of the year, too, right?
It is definitely
Correct.
The most wonderful time of the year.
Well, before we go forward, let's look back. And you do some looking back at the Lyon County History Center, don't you? Yeah,
we
of course
do.
We
yes.
do.
Yes, of course.
And I do know that you housed for the very first time, you know, the artist exhibit here that's been long going in Emporia at the Hal Berger, then the Plum Place. And
Terry
and
Maxwell.
And now the Lyon County History Center. So how'd things go last weekend?
They went exceedingly well. We started off with First Friday, and we had 11 different artists here on our third floor. The public came in and made a lot of purchases. And then we were open all day Saturday, same artist. And it went really, really well. And it's the kind of thing we would like to do on a yearly basis now and continue that legacy that Hal Berger and Terry Maxwell started way back in the time and then moved on to the Plum Place and now here at the History Center. So, yeah, it's a wonderful community event and brings out some fabulous art.
Yeah, and what a great venue, you know, for the Lyon County History Center. It's like a perfect match made in heaven right there.
It really was.
So, well, let's talk about your front window displays and the EAT initiative, Greg.
The EAT initiative, for those of you that are unaware, is Emporia at the Table. And this is a to bring out the information on food insecurity in Emporia. So there is a wonderful exhibit there on the front window, the main front window. So come by and check that out. Also in the front window is a veterans tribute. As we know, yesterday was the 80th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. So in keeping with our veterans slant here at the Lyon County History Center in Emporia, we have an exhibit on veterans. And these are veterans from all wars and all walks of life. So if you want to include your veteran in our front window, just drop by with a picture and we will make a copy and put it in the window. So it's a wonderful display to honor all the veterans that have come before us.
Absolutely. Great point. One of the things that you've got to put up here, obviously, it's the holidays, is you are going to be taking a couple of days off here for the holidays coming up.
We are going to take a few days off. This has been an interesting year, to say the least. It started off, we had a flood. We had 6 inches of water in February.
Oh, I'd forgotten that, yeah.
So that was fun. And then, of course, we've been dealing with the pandemic all year. And then I've had some health issues and Lisa broke her toe, so it's been a year. So we are going to take off December 24th and 25th, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and then the following week we will take off New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So we'll be closed those 4 days. It's Friday and Saturday both those weeks, so our staff can spend time with their families during this time.
Now, let's move to the Lyon County History Center Museum Store. What do we have going on there, Greg?
Well, one of our most popular books was the Kansas Guidebook 2 that was made by Marcy Penner and Wendy Rowe. And we were completely out of those, and so we've got a new supply of those that are for sale. And then there is a book on William Allen White and his family by Beverly Olson Buller. So we are carrying both of those books. Plus, we have a publisher in town, Metal Ark Press, so we are carrying their books. And so A lot of books. It's a great time to be buying books, stocking stuffers, Christmas presents, that sort of thing. So come by, check out all the new books that we have. And in addition to those things, Barb Say has made handmade rugs. They're for sale in our gift shop. And her husband, Mark, made some castle block sets. So these are wood building blocks. So check those out. Both make excellent Christmas presents. They'll be on sale now until we run out.
A lot of folks probably, you know, even if they've been inside the History Center, may bypass that store. So it's good that you brought that up.
Yeah, they're excellent items. And again, all the books and the handmade items. We try to feature Emporia people, Lyon County people, as best we can. And so next year we're going to completely and absolutely upgrade our store here at the Lyon County History Center. So look forward to those new offerings for next year.
Well, how are things at the Howe House, Greg?
Well, the Howe House, again, we have that walking path, and because it's been, other than the last couple of days, it's been unseasonably warm, and so it makes for an excellent walking path exercise. It's a half-mile track. It goes from the back of the house down to close to the zoo and then back up towards the house. And so as time goes on, we will be further marking all the wildflowers and native grass that's out in the area. So that'll be happening next year. We have some experts coming in to help us create a beautiful space, including an area for pollinators to come. So in the future, and as we move forward, it should be an excellent walking space.
Getting back to the pandemic here, Greg, are you still seeking, people to give their living histories? Because I know that was a big push that you had early in the pandemic last year and getting into the start of this year.
Yes, we are continuing to do that. What we want is to have these stories on file about how the pandemic affected you and your family. So this is the kind of thing that was not done during the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic. And so this is something we want to chronicle here at the Lyon County History Center, is how this pandemic, this worldwide pandemic, affected each and all of us. And so if you have stories, if you'd like to bring in some stories, you can bring those by to 7-Eleven Commercial, or you can go to our website, which is explorelyoncounty.org. So either way, we would like to include your stories in our archives.
You want those in written form, or how would you like those?
Written form is fine. You could also do them as a electronic form. But if you are hesitant to do that, just come in and we will record your stories.
All right, before I let you go, talk about another great gift idea, and that is you wanted to bring up the 2013 documentary, A Welsh Farmstead, The Howe House, The Howe Family, I should say, from 1858. Tell us about that.
So the Howes, the H-O-W-E, the Howes were the people that farmsteaded that area. So the house, the barn, 18 acres, was in the Howe, three generations of the Howe family. These were Welsh folk. And so a few years ago, we had a collaboration between Humanities Kansas, ESB Financial, the Center for Great Plains Studies, Emporia State University, the Flint Hills Technical College, and, of course, the Lyon County Historical Society. And what we did is we created a documentary CD about the, or DVD, excuse me, about the Howe family. So this is a story about the Welsh immigration to this part of the world, and those DVDs are on sale in our gift shop. So that makes a great Christmas gift. So come on down and get them before they're gone.
That is a great idea right there. Check that out. And speaking of great gift ideas, what about a membership to the History Center?
It doesn't get any better than that, Ron. A membership to the Lyon County History Center starts at $30 for an individual, $50 for a family. And what this does, it gives you and your family the gift of history. And it gives us an opportunity to expand our offering. Those monies are all used for operational expenses, and that helps us give the story of Lyon County and this the people and the events that happened here.
Always good to talk to you, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Always good talking to you guys. Have a great day.
All right, Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center, 7-Eleven Commercial. in beautiful downtown Emporia. It's 8:57.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Yes, we know it can be a stressful process and your